The king's reign is official. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. King Charles III has been officially announced as Britain's monarch in the accession ceremony earlier today in London. Charles taking the throne following his mother Queen Elizabeth's death on Thursday at Balmoral Castle. Fox's Alexis McAdams with the latest.
Now, from the Scottish castle, the Queen's coffin, which is draped with the royal standard flag, will make its way to the Palace of the Holyrood House in Edinburgh. She will then be taken to St. Giles Cathedral. At this time, there will be a public viewing of her coffin. Finally, the Queen will be taken to London. She'll lie in state in Westminster Hall. Her casket will be on raised platforms in the middle of the hall. Then her funeral will begin. Her coffin will travel from Westminster Hall to Westminster Abbey. The coffin will then be lowered into the royal vault inside of St. George's Chapel.
The funeral is set for a week from Monday. Some migrants bused by Texas to the city of Chicago are now being moved into the suburbs. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
The mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, said that he was not given any notice that over 60 migrants would be sent to his town. They were dropped off at a hotel where they will stay for at least 30 days. Mayor Gary Grasso called out Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot for hypocrisy, adding, quote, "There must be vacant hotel rooms in Chicago. This is hundreds of people in a city of millions. Why are they sending them out to the Republican suburbs?" Mayor Lightfoot says that part of her issue with Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities like hers is that city officials aren't briefed on their background.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says Texas Governor Greg Abbott is creating a human crisis. At least 9 people are dead after a fiery bus crash in northern Mexico. Police in Tamaulipas say another vehicle was also destroyed and fear the number dead could rise as more charred remains are recovered. The crash happened early this morning on a highway that leads to the city of Monterey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia's defense ministry says that it's pulling back forces from 2 areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made significant advances in the past week. Meanwhile, fears continue over the fate of Europe's largest nuclear plant.
A nuclear watchdog is stepping up warnings about Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, saying its safe operation is compromised now that shelling has caused a complete blackout of the nearby town. The International Atomic Energy Agency is calling for an immediate safety zone to be established at the plant, which is under Russian control. It's been operating in emergency mode since Monday when the last power line connecting it to an outside source of electricity was severed. The plant and surrounding areas are being continually hit by shelling, which Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The U.S. has announced $40 million in aid for Sri Lanka to help the crisis-hit country buy fertilizer and other agricultural material. The money is in addition to $6 million announced earlier to assist low-income farmers. Agricultural yields over the past 2 seasons dropped by more than half after authorities banned the import of chemical fertilizers. A deadly boat accident in New Zealand today may have been caused by a whale.
5 people in New Zealand died when a small charter boat they were aboard capsized. The mayor of Kaiwaikura on the South Island says the water was dead calm at the time of the accident, so he and others assumed the boat hit a whale that had surfaced from beneath. So many whales visit the area that Kaiwaikura is a popular whale watching destination. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Oregon utilities shut down power to tens of thousands of customers on Friday as dry easterly winds swept into the region, raising the risk of wildfire danger. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.